Take on me from Aha. You know, there are plenty of people who are prepared to take on my next man here, but they can't beat him. Jonathan Ray, four times world champion, four in a row. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Heartiest congratulations to you, Jonathan. Heartiest congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's a heck of an achievement, and you're moving at such speed. You've got ahead of your autobiography, because I see on the cover sheet a lovely picture of yourself, your wife, and the two children, and everyone's sort of got the three fingers up. It says Jonathan Ray, MBE, has been crowned World Superbike Champion 3 years in succession. You've managed to get ahead of your own autobiography, which is out this week. It's some read. I haven't been able to go through it all, but there's some detail in there, Jonathan. This is going to be a heck of a stocking filler for people.
It's incredible. You know, I'm so proud of it. I put so much work and energy into the book as well as my racing, and I think it documents my story really good, not just the huge ups that I've had in these last years, but also the, you know, how I cope with career-ending injuries. And you know, growing up in Northern Ireland motocrossing with my parents, I'm really proud of it, and I just hope people enjoy it as much as I did making it.
You know, it's interesting you talk about parental influence, not only your parents, but your grandparents influencing you. You practically grew up on the back of a motorbike.
That's it. I mean, those that grew up in football families kick footballs, but I came into a motorcycling family, and you know, my second Christmas was a 50cc Italojet motocross bike, and I've never looked back. You know, racing motorbikes was all I ever wanted to do, and I had a dream of being a world champion. As far-fetched and unrealistic as that may sound, we eventually got there, and now with four, it's absolutely incredible. I can't believe the whirlwind I'm living right now, and just so grateful for all that supported me through all the years.
You see, what I love about books like this, as you just flick through it, like the picture of you in the three-legged race on sports day at Ballinure Primary School, that's not that long ago.
No, that was with my best mate, Philip McCallum, back in the day. You know, his determination, even determined to win a school sports day. But I think I enjoyed writing the beginning chapters the most. You know, growing up in Coldwater, riding my motocross bikes on the McCammon's farm, and the adventures with my dad. You know, that was the most fun I've ever had racing bikes before it became a job. And it was so nice to go back in my memory bank and write them chapters. And I'm sure it's going to give everyone from back here in Northern Ireland something to relate to.
People will be saying, is it that Philip?
Yeah, maybe. Not the Philip McCallum, Philip McCammon.
It was just the way you said it there. You know, I was looking at the picture again, and it didn't look like that other motorbike is. But Philip McCammon will be more than happy to see that photograph in the book, as indeed will everyone else, especially your beautiful wife. My goodness me, what a wedding picture. That must have been some day, Jonathan.
That was incredible. We had my wife's Australian, so we didn't exactly meet in the middle when we got married at the Lake District in the UK, but it was a beautiful part of the world, and we had the closest and dearest to us there, and an incredible day. And I mean, since we got married, you know, life's gone 200 miles per hour. That only feels like yesterday, but we've achieved so much in that time frame.
So for people who are going to be reading about Jonathan Ray, we know about your abilities with superbikes. We've seen you on the circuit. You're forever on the podium. What will we find out about the young man, Jonathan Ray, the boy who was in Ballinure Primary School, who was growing up in Ballyclare? What little secrets and gems are in here for us to peruse?
I don't know. It's my book. But I feel like, my grades at school were very good. I disappointed mum and dad not going to university, and set off and got an apprenticeship as an engineer with my uncle's company, Warwick Engineering. And then I really enjoy the first couple of chapters. I start straight away into the nitty-gritty about how my racer's brain works. And I felt like I was kind of self-analyzing myself, which was kind of really interesting to do, because I have this ability to switch on and off very quickly from being in the zone to being completely normal, and that's only something I developed over these last years. So I enjoyed reading them chapters, but there's so much, Frank. It was I just wanted to be really open and honest about everything that's gone on since I was very, very young. And I'm sure, like I said before, there's something in there for everyone to relate to, and I really enjoyed it.
It takes quite a skill to do what you do, and it's interesting what you say about getting into that zone, because you're in a life and death business. You're moving at incredible speed on high-powered machines, and you are the king of what you are doing, and you've surpassed what the other greats have done. What is it about the mindset of a winner? Because it's other sports people have it in different sports. The tennis guys have it. It's less of a risk, but they definitely have it. The Federers of this world and people like that. You know, Rory has it sometimes, not all the time, but he has it whenever he's playing at his very best in a major. What is it that makes you guys different from ordinary Joes who maybe have a go at the sports but would never make the progress?
I have absolutely zero idea. And you know what? If I did, I would bottle it up and sell it for a hell of a lot of money. I think it's just, it's something that's come with experience. You know, it really helps being on a motorcycle since I was 6 years old, and all I ever knew was, you know, how to open a throttle or apply brakes or using the clutch. So it's, for me, it's second nature and it's experience. But of course, not everyone gets the opportunities that's come my way. So I'm incredibly grateful to the amazing professionals that I've worked with, because without them teaching me how to become this racer, I couldn't be that guy. So I've been really fortunate to always land on my feet with good people around, and finally that's let me do my job.
You've travelled the world, you know, and the world over, and sometimes with the sport, it's hard to get, not Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland have always embraced you and promoted you, but it was hard in some ways to get the English public to fully realise what you'd achieved. Then last year, there was this massive breakthrough where you're the BBC Sports Personality of the Year runner-up. That must have made you feel really good.
Unbelievable, especially because it was a public vote, and I'm so grateful and humbled. For me, that night was a date night with my wife, to, you know, give her an opportunity to go out and get a dress, and at the end of the season, go and have a, you know, an evening on the BBC. But it turned into, you know, something way beyond my expectations to get placed behind Sir Mo Farah, and you know, I couldn't have done it with everyone that picked up the phone and voted. You know, they certainly made my dreams come true that night. And it put not just Northern Ireland on the map, but a niche sport like motorcycling on the map for one night, which I'm extremely proud to do.
You mentioned Northern Ireland. The homecoming here was great as well. And, you know, Windsor Park, they were cheering your name. When you arrived back at the hotel, that happened to dovetail with the Northern Ireland team being in the hotel. They were very proud of what you'd achieved.
Yeah, it was super, super nice to see Michael and the players before their match with Germany, and go and see them in a really big match. And I mean, it's something sport. We have, you know, whether it's football, rugby, golf, boxing, motorcycling, we punch well above our weight in all sports. And, you know, I'm only proud to keep carrying the flag in motorcycling.
Would you like those two wee men that are sitting on your knee to do it in the future?
Do you know what? I really wouldn't stand in the way if it was a burning desire. But of course, I know I've experienced the ups and the downs, and you would never want, I wouldn't want my kids to go through the downs I've had. But I've met incredible people and forged the most amazing friendships and relationships through my sports. So it would be a sin for me to stand in the way of my kids if they wanted to pursue the same goal. At least I would have a head start, and I kind of know what's going on in the motorcycle business. But yeah, completely up to them, whether it's motorcycling or in the medical world, whatever they want to do, I'll support them.
And the future, Jonathan, you know, your time is now. Can you do it for a fifth time? Can you do it for a sixth time? Or are we talking just crazy ambition now?
No, I really feel like I've still got two good championship years left. You know, I've signed 2 years again with Kawasaki, so my future's set. And why not, you know, keep aiming to win? But of course, you know, I know it's my time now. It's my era. And there's going to be some guy that comes along and he's faster with a better package or a better bike, or someone steps up. You know, I'm not naive enough to think this is going to last forever, but whilst I'm on top, I'm going to enjoy it and try to, you know, keep improving myself and the bike and see where that takes us. Maybe it's only four, maybe it's five, maybe it's six, but I just want to try to enjoy it as much as I can.
Well, you're an amazing role model for the sport and for sport from this part of the world in general. It is World Superbike Champion Jonathan Rea's autobiography, Dream, Believe, Achieve. Oh, if only we could all do it like that. Dream, Believe and Achieve. The foreword's by Carl Fogarty, by the way. So Jonathan Rea's World Superbike Champion autobiography is available more or less from today. Jonathan, great speaking to you. Continued success, fella. And as I say, it's just a pleasure bumping into you from time to time around these TV studios and whatever when you're in doing the TV or the radio. And the feet on the ground, I think everyone so respects you for that, keeping those feet on the ground, which you've managed to do, even though you're never off a worldwide podium. Thanks for your time, Jonathan.
Thank you, Frank, and thanks for all the support out there.
Thank you indeed. There's your world champion, Jonathan Rea, and his autobiography is now out. It's coming up on 10:45. Good morning to you. 90-333-105-077-66-105-105. What an achiever.